Are you someone who feels anxious and overwhelmed in the face of fear? Do you want to learn how to tackle your fear and become fearless? Fear is a natural response that can help us protect ourselves from danger. But when it becomes too overwhelming, it can prevent us from achieving our goals. In this video, we will discuss how to face your fears and become fearless. Lesson 1. Acknowledge your fears. Stoicism teaches that when we experience fear, it is important to acknowledge it and try to understand its source. Only by recognizing and understanding what we are afraid of can we begin to make progress towards facing our fears head on. It is only when we have a clear understanding of our fears that we can begin to take the necessary steps to overcome them. According to Stoic philosophy, fear often arises from our perceptions and judgments about external events or situations. It is not the events themselves, but our interpretations of them that cause fear. By acknowledging our fears, we take a moment to objectively examine and analyze them, separating them from the external circumstances that trigger them. This acknowledgement is an essential step towards facing and overcoming our fears, ultimately leading to a state of fearlessness. Stoics believe that fear arises when we attach excessive importance to external things beyond our control. By recognizing this, we can shift our focus inward and find strength within ourselves, relying on our own virtues and inner resources. This self-reliance helps us face our fears with courage and resilience. Acknowledging our fears allows us to embrace the impermanent and unpredictable nature of life. Stoics emphasize the concept of impermanence and the acceptance of events that are beyond our control. When we confront our fears head-on and acknowledge their existence, we become more prepared to handle the uncertainties of life and find peace within ourselves. Stoicism teaches us that it is important to face our fears without judgment. When we acknowledge our fears without judgment, we can learn to accept them and move forward in spite of them. This helps us to build a healthy relationship with our fear and to become a more resilient person. It is important to remember the Stoic teaching to acknowledge our fear and to understand its source. By doing so, we can become more confident and courageous and eventually become a fearless person. Thank you for watching. Lesson 2. Identify the source of your fear. By actively identifying the source of one's fear, whether it be a specific situation, a past trauma, or an irrational belief, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of why they experience fear in the first place. This process involves introspection and analyzing one's thoughts and emotions. Stoicism teaches that fear often arises from our interpretation and perception of events rather than the events themselves. By examining our thoughts and beliefs associated with fearful situations, we can challenge and reframe them to adopt a more rational and objective perspective. This practice helps us separate reality from our anxieties and allows us to respond to situations with greater clarity and composure. Moreover, identifying the source of fear enables individuals to confront and address it directly. Stoics believe that fear can be seen as an opportunity for personal growth and virtue. By facing our fears head-on, we develop resilience, courage, and wisdom, which ultimately lead to the cultivation of fearlessness. Through this process, one can challenge irrational beliefs, develop resilience, and ultimately become fearless in the face of adversity. Lesson 3. Make a plan to tackle your fears. Stoicism is an ancient Greek philosophy that emphasizes the importance of understanding and accepting what is within our control. When it comes to tackling fears, Stoicism suggests that fear often arises from our perception of future events and uncertainties. The philosophy proposes that by analyzing our fears and breaking them down into manageable parts, we can diminish their hold over us. This is where making a plan becomes crucial. By making a plan to confront our fears, we take a proactive approach and reclaim control over our lives. This plan should involve taking small, incremental steps towards facing the fear, gradually expanding our comfort zone. Stoic philosophers believed that by repeatedly exposing ourselves to the things that cause fear or discomfort, we can train ourselves to become less affected by them. Stoicism encourages us to examine and challenge our beliefs and assumptions about fear. By questioning the rationality and validity of our fears, we can gain clarity and reduce their intensity. This process of self-reflection and questioning helps us develop a more rational and objective perspective, enabling us to confront our fears with greater confidence. By implementing the Stoic principles of accepting what is within our control and taking deliberate action, we can gradually become fearless and live more fulfilling lives. Lesson 4. Allow yourself to feel fear. By allowing yourself to feel fear, you create an opportunity for growth and empowerment. When you try to hide from fear or pretend that it doesn't exist, it tends to intensify and control your actions. However, acknowledging fear allows you to understand and assess it objectively. It helps you recognize your limitations, vulnerabilities, and areas that require your attention. By facing your fears, you take an active stance towards overcoming them. This process involves embracing discomfort and stepping outside of your comfort zone. It allows you to confront your fears head-on and develop strategies to manage or eliminate them. Allowing yourself to feel fear doesn't mean being immobilized by it. Rather, it means accepting fear as a natural human response and using it as a catalyst for personal growth. By exploring your fears, you can better understand the root causes and work towards building resilience and confidence. Over time, as you face your fears and gradually overcome them, you become more fearless. The process of acknowledging and confronting fear helps you develop a sense of bravery and inner strength. It enables you to push boundaries, take risks, and embrace new opportunities without being held back by fear. Lesson 5. Practice mindfulness. Practice mindfulness refers to the act of cultivating a state of awareness and non-judgmental attention to the present moment. It involves bringing your attention to your thoughts, emotions, bodily sensations, and the surrounding environment without getting entangled in them. The general point of practicing mindfulness is to foster a greater understanding and acceptance of one's experiences, including fears, ultimately leading to fearlessness. When it comes to facing fears, mindfulness can be a powerful tool. Mindfulness cultivates a heightened sense of awareness, allowing you to observe and acknowledge your fears without being overwhelmed by them. This awareness helps you recognize fear as simply an emotion or thought that arises within you, rather than something that defines you. Mindfulness encourages non-judgmental acceptance of your fears. Rather than resisting or trying to push away your fears, mindfulness teaches you to accept them as a natural part of being human. By acknowledging and accepting your fears, you can create space for them to exist without letting them control your actions or mindset. Mindfulness practice enables you to develop emotional resilience and regulate your responses to fear. By observing your fears with equanimity and without getting caught up in them, you can cultivate a sense of calm and stability. This, in turn, helps you approach your fears with a more balanced perspective, making it easier to navigate through them. Mindfulness trains your mind to observe thoughts without getting entangled in them. Fear often arises from negative thought patterns and assumptions that may not be grounded in reality. By practicing mindfulness, you can identify and challenge these thoughts, replacing them with more accurate and empowering perspectives. As you deepen your mindfulness practice, you develop a greater capacity to face your fears directly. Mindfulness helps you tap into your inner strength and resilience, allowing you to confront fears with courage and clarity. By staying present in the moment and not letting your fears dictate your actions, you become more empowered and capable of moving forward. It's important to note that practicing mindfulness is a skill that requires consistent effort and patience. Over time, with regular practice, it can help you develop a more fearless mindset and approach to life's challenges. Lesson 6. Focus on what you can control. According to Stoicism, one's internal state of mind and choices are within their control, while external events and circumstances are not. By adopting this mindset, individuals can develop resilience and face their fears more effectively. When people focus on what they can control, they shift their attention away from things outside their influence, such as the opinions of others or uncertain future outcomes. Instead, they direct their energy towards their thoughts, attitudes, and actions, aspects that they have the power to shape. This principle encourages individuals to accept the external factors that they cannot control and to direct their efforts towards what they can influence. By doing so, they can cultivate a sense of inner strength, self-reliance, and fearlessness. It helps individuals recognize that their reactions and responses to situations are where they have agency, and by mastering their thoughts and actions, they can navigate through challenges and overcome fears. By focusing on what one can control and accepting what is beyond their influence, individuals can develop a resilient mindset, reduce anxiety, and cultivate fearlessness in the face of adversity. Lesson 7. Focus on the positives. By consciously directing our thoughts and energy towards the positive, we can help alleviate fear and its associated negative emotions. When we focus on the positives, it allows us to reframe our fears and view them in a different light. Instead of fixating on what could go wrong or the potential dangers, we emphasize what we stand to gain, the lessons we can learn, or the opportunities for growth and personal development. This approach can help in several ways. Firstly, it allows us to maintain a more optimistic attitude, fostering a sense of hope and belief in our abilities to overcome challenges. By acknowledging the positive aspects, we can reframe fear as a motivator or an indicator of something significant worth pursuing. Secondly, focusing on the positives helps to rewire our mindsets and shift our attention away from worst-case scenarios. By doing so, we reduce unnecessary stress and anxiety, allowing space for creative problem-solving and critical thinking. This perspective encourages gratitude and appreciation for the present moment and what we have already achieved. It enables us to recognize and celebrate the progress we've made, thus bolstering our confidence and resilience to face our fears head-on. By focusing on the positives, we train our minds to embrace a more constructive and optimistic outlook. This approach empowers us to confront our fears with bravery, develop resilience, and unlock our full potential. Lesson 8. Don't let fear define you. Don't let fear define you. Emphasizes the idea that one should not allow fear to control or shape their identity and actions. By adopting this mindset, individuals can empower themselves to face their fears head-on and ultimately cultivate fearlessness. To begin with, acknowledging that fear is a natural and instinctive emotion is crucial. Fear often arises as a self-protective mechanism in response to perceived threats or potential dangers. However, allowing fear to define who we are can lead to limitations and missed opportunities. By recognizing fear as a part of our experience rather than our identity, we can start to detach ourselves from its influence. Embracing the mindset of "don't let fear define you" involves a willingness to step out of our comfort zones and confront the things that scare us. It requires a shift in perspective that views fear as an obstacle to overcome rather than something that holds us back. By facing fears and taking action despite them, we build resilience, confidence, and a greater sense of empowerment. This approach encourages individuals to challenge their limiting beliefs and break free from the constraints imposed by fear. It promotes personal growth, as stepping outside of our comfort zones often leads to new experiences, learning opportunities, and self-discovery. By refusing to let fear dictate our choices, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities and personal development. By recognizing fear as a normal aspect of life, we can separate it from our identity and take control of our actions. This mindset empowers us to push boundaries, embrace challenges, and live life to the fullest. Lesson 9. Take risks. Taking risk is to encourage individuals to confront their fears and embrace the uncertainties of life. Stoicism teaches that by actively taking risks, one can cultivate courage, resilience, and become fearless. By willingly exposing oneself to challenging situations and stepping out of their comfort zone, individuals can build their inner strength and overcome their fears. Stoicism emphasizes that the way to conquer fear is not by avoiding it, but by facing it head on. Taking risks allows individuals to develop a deep understanding that fear is often baseless and irrational, empowering them to rise above it. Stoic philosophy highlights the importance of distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. While we cannot control external circumstances, we have complete control over our own thoughts, choices, and actions. Taking risks aligns with this Stoic principle by encouraging individuals to focus on what they can control, their mindset and attitude towards uncertainty, rather than worrying about external outcomes. By accepting risks and stepping outside their comfort zones, individuals can develop courage, become more resilient, and ultimately cultivate a fearless mindset. Lesson 10. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself means having faith in your own capacity and recognizing the power of your own thoughts and actions. It also means having the courage to face your fears and take on whatever life throws at you. When you trust in yourself, you become more confident and take more risks, which leads to greater success. The key to believing in yourself is to take small steps and keep working on yourself. Start by setting realistic goals and then work on achieving them. As you become more comfortable with yourself and your abilities, you will become more confident and be able to take on bigger challenges. Believing in yourself also means not giving up when things get tough. When you trust in yourself and your capabilities, you can stay focused on the task at hand and find the courage to push through difficult times. By believing in yourself, you can become more fearless and face your fears with confidence. So, take the time to believe in yourself and you will be able to accomplish anything. Stoicism emphasizes that fear often arises from our perceptions and judgments of external events, rather than the events themselves. By cultivating a firm belief in oneself, individuals can train their minds to interpret situations rationally and objectively. This inner conviction acts as a shield against external pressures and fears. Stoics believe that we have control over our thoughts, attitudes, and responses to any given situation. By adopting the mindset of believe in yourself, individuals acknowledge their agency and ability to navigate challenges effectively. This sense of self-assurance enables them to confront their fears head-on and embrace the discomfort that comes with personal growth. Stoicism encourages individuals to focus on what is within their control rather than fixating on external factors. By trusting in their own abilities, they can recognize their strengths and work towards self-improvement. This empowers individuals to face their fears with a calm and composed demeanor, as they understand that true courage lies in accepting and overcoming obstacles. By cultivating this belief, individuals can face their fears with courage, resilience, and a rational mindset, ultimately becoming fearless in their pursuit of a fulfilling life.